We're talking this morning with Kathy Dean Dielman with the Amherst Historical Society. They have By My Lantern's Light coming up on Saturday, October 27th, and Sunday, October 28th. Gets underway starting at 5 o'clock. Talk a little bit how this works. I guess there's little kind of increments that people go on or time tours?
Absolutely. It starts at 5 o'clock on Saturday and on Sunday. And groups of about maybe 10 to 15 people, you don't go any more than 15 at a time, get led around the village with a greeter carrying a lantern. At every stop in the village, you get a story about Amherst history. And these are all true stories, things that we've gotten from court records, obituaries, newspaper articles, et cetera. And since it is Halloween, they all have sort of a body count, if you will. It's not scary, but it's a little spooky.
And it's all true.
Okay. Yeah. Interestingly enough, and the stories come from everywhere. This year I went to, the Historical Society had a lecture about the Lake Erie Electric Railway system, like the trolley system that operated in the early 20th century here between Cleveland and Toledo and even up to Detroit. And someone in the audience's great-grandfather was the police chief of Lorraine. And on the hunting trip, he was struck and killed by a funeral train, by a funeral car. I asked her, would you be okay with me telling this story at By My Lantern's Light? And she goes, I've been to that event. I love it. I would love you to do that. And so she sent me all these pictures and articles and everything. And I basically didn't have to do a lot of writing. I just had to take the articles because they were wonderful and put them in a story form.
Now, when you're going on the tours, are the tour leaders, part of their job is to kind of have the stories memorized as if they're just sort of telling you as it goes along then?
Right? No, the people who take people around do not do that. They may interact with the group, but they don't do the story. The people in our octagonal barn, there'll be someone doing a story.
Oh.
And in the firehouse, there'll be someone doing a story. That the storytellers stay stationary throughout the entire thing, but the lantern people change.
I understand. So the lantern people are just the guides that bring you to the location where the story is being told.
Sure. Yes, absolutely. And it lasts about an hour. The stories themselves are about maybe 6 minutes long. And some of them will have a little bit of a humorous thing in the middle. The one about the poor police chief. And this was 1913, by the way. This is the first time I've actually known someone whose family member was a subject of a story. You know, but this was with her permission, her blessing that we did this. So it gives you a glimpse of what life was like 100 years ago, 150 years ago in this area, how families operated, how people worked, how they lived. And I think that's how history should be taught. History is done by the everyday people, not just the presidents and the military leaders.
Well, I would think, Kathy, something like this can make a greater impression on someone rather than just reading it out of an old book.
Absolutely. That's been my theory all this time, because you learn by experience. That's been my experience anyway, is that you smell the leaves and you feel everything crunching under your feet. You go inside and you smell the nutmeg in the cider, and you have the cider and donuts, and you feel the chill in the air and the breeze, and you hear these stories. And they're brought to life, and that really makes an impression on people.
How long has this program been around, and how did it get started?
This will be our seventh one. It started 2012, and I had gone to an Amherst Historical Society meeting, and they were talking about the events for the next year, upcoming calendar, and I was surprised to see nothing for October, and having just had been to the village for the first time, thought, wow, what a great idea for this. And that just kind of, I brought it to the fundraising committee, and they said, absolutely. I got the idea basically from places like Hale Farm, Greenfield Village, where you can have these, like Hale Farm every Christmas has something very similar. We used to celebrate Christmas throughout, like, what it would be like in the 1850s at every house. So I thought, wow, wouldn't this be great for a Halloween thing for here? And people will come to me with stories. The research group will come to me with things that they find about Amherst. And if they see something that involves something kind of grisly, they'll set it aside for me. And then I'll do some fleshing out of the story and find out a little more about it. Like, you have to do more research than you really think you have to do, because I had to find out about these railways, how they were operated, where they came from, that kind of stuff. I didn't know anything about this until I got the story.
And then you have to find the people to participate, right?
Yeah, sometimes that can be the tricky part. I usually have no problem getting lantern carriers. They usually come from the high school, which is wonderful. And but storytellers are more difficult because a lot of people don't feel comfortable with public speaking. I've never had a problem with it, but I know a lot of people who do. So, and even though they don't necessarily have to memorize the stories, I'll give them a big book to use as a prop, but they still have to be familiar with it and be comfortable talking. So, and that's the hardest part. But we have wonderful volunteers. We've had people who've done it the entire time we've had it. And I'm grateful, so grateful for everyone who devotes their time and energy to help me with this, because it's such a wonderful event. I'm so proud of it.
Again, it's called By My Lantern's Light. It's Saturday, October 27th, and Sunday, October 28th, from 5 to 8 p.m. Do people need to get reservation tickets, or how do they get that?
Well, they can call the Historical Society office at 988-7255. We also have a Facebook page. It's By My Lantern's Light 2018, and if you need to send a message, you don't need a reservation, but if you have a group of at least 10, I'd like to know ahead of time so you can set a lantern person ahead for you, because that's one group on its own. One more thing is I will be giving a talk tonight at Elyria Public Library at 6 o'clock about Find My Lanterns, like kind of how we get the stories and a general thing about Halloween. And if you're interested in that, go on the Elyria Public Library website, the main branch, and register for that. And it's free admission.
Sounds good. Well, it's time to get a little history, a little bit of chills, perhaps, and some knowledge about things. As you mentioned, it's not always about sort of the people that write the history books. It's the everyday people, and these are those stories.
And it's not haunted. Nobody will jump out at you, I promise.
Okay. All right. By My Lantern's Light. Though you'd be jumping around for sure. I know you.
Oh, yeah, I always do. I'm always jumping and running and acting.
You're a blur, a spirit blur, running through probably getting everything ready for people.
Yes.
Kathy, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks. Kathy Dean Dielman joining us from the Amherst Historical Society. By My Lantern's Light. Again, it's Saturday and Sunday, October 27th, 28th. And as you mentioned, she's also doing the talk over at the Elyria Public Library, too. So she's everywhere, Craig.
Kathy will be back with us in December during our Spotlight on Amherst to talk about their holiday events.
Oh, is this where I say, what is this, our official announcement of that?
We can do it.
No.
We had our big bash yesterday, our 70th anniversary open house. Today we announce we will be taking our morning show on the road one more time this year, Spotlighting Amherst. And that'll be the first Monday and Tuesday of December.
Hold on. You want me to flip the calendar? Do I need to?
Might as well. I don't know the dates. The first Monday and Tuesday of December.
Monday and Tuesday of December is the 3rd and 4th. Does that sound about right to you, Craig?
Sure.
3rd and 4th of December.
And we will be at Arabica, downtown Amherst. Kathy Dean Dielman will be there.
It'll be sock day, by the way, one of our days there, too.
Really?
Yes, socks. Maybe I'll have to wear some special holiday socks.
You've got musical socks, don't you?
I have holiday socks. I might have some. The musical socks only last for a while. But we're good for that. 8:47 at AM 930 WEO. I suppose to do it. WEO. Well, time is 8:47. By the way, I have a list of some other, those are chimes that you would do identifiers. I've got a list of some other older radio stations, what they would use to sort of alert people, you'd be surprised about.
Okay.
You think we play crazy sounds.